This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 260 for Wednesday, February 7th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market was slightly lower on Wednesday after recovering most of its losses late in trading. Malaysian palm oil was mostly higher, while Chicago soy oil was up and crude oil rose despite growing United States stockpiles. European rapeseed was lower. The Canadian dollar was up 0.2 of a U.S. cent compared to Tuesday's close. The March canola contract was down 20 cents per ton at $593.50. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were in the red, while wheat was steady to higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly supply-demand estimates on Thursday. The U.S. Energy Information Administration reported that 1.033 million barrels of ethanol were produced per day on average for the week ended February 2nd. Ethanol stocks rose 509,000 barrels at 24.779 million. 189 million bushels of corn were shipped from the U.S. during December, according to monthly census data, up from 141 million in November. Sovcon reported Ukrainian grain exports for the month of January at 5.3 million tons, with 60% comprising of corn. 20 to 90 millimeters of rain fell in Buenos Aires over the past 2 days, with two more waves of rain expected this week for most of Argentina. The March corn contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.34. U.S. soybean exports totaled 177.3 million bushels in December, a three-month low. However, soy meal shipments hit an all-time record, with 1.45 million tons shipped during the month, while soy oil shipments totaled 5,700 tons. Crush Association Abiov has reduced its estimate for Brazilian soybean production to 156.1 million tons. Parts of central Brazil will see scattered showers next week, allowing for progress in its soybean harvest. The March soybean contract was down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $11.89. U.S. wheat exports for the month of December were 54.95 million bushels, a 12% increase from the previous month. Crop Institute Arvalis said French production of durum wheat could be lower than last year's due to a shorter planting window and mixed field conditions. In 2022-23, France produced 1.28 million tons. Tunisia has issued an international tender for 100,000 tons of durum wheat. Jordan purchased 120,000 tons of milling wheat from Optimal Origins. Japan issued a weekly tender of 136,000 tons of wheat from the U.S., Canada, and Australia. The March Chicago wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.02. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract was unchanged at $6.18 U.S. per bushel. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents at $6.97. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, February 7th. From MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.